Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The drive is live.
All right, T, appreciate it, T.
The drive is live, and we're all here in the building. You heard Clint, you see and hear Tyler, YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you joining us and rolling with us on this Tuesday. A lot to get to, but we have to get here first. And I'm going to make an executive decision on the show as one of the clear leaders here. I'm going to make an executive decision. I know the music thing has been an issue here as we've made the move to 95.7 The Fan. But Tyler, this is all on me. Everything that we are coming back from, anytime you hear music as we come back from break, it's Dolly damn Parton.
Oh,
We have lost Dolly Parton, and if it's an issue, you can come to Clint.
Yeah,
we have lost,
I'll take it.
We have lost Dolly Parton. I'm just saying.
I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with you. You damn right. I'm in on this.
Down with,
absolutely.
We have lost, by if you missed it, we lost Dolly Parton. 80 years old. Damn it.
Prayers up, baby.
Okay,
prayers up to one of the greatest.
Can I say we lost a legend?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, last time I brought up a
this is why you don't throw Shania Twain in the legend, because when you lose a legend like this, one of the greatest.
We lost an all-time.
Legend is reserved for this gal right here.
No, Shania can be a legend. Dolly is like legend.
Don't make this about anything but Dolly.
Okay? I can't be hating on Shania amidst this news.
I mean, I know some folks around here use the term legend a little bit loosely, but we're talking about country music, greatest of all time. Dolly Parton is an absolute legend. Prayers up.
I did not even realize, boys,
I knew she was fighting a little something, but I did not realize that that we were literally on the verge.
Man, I don't know why. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and act like, boy, I have been banging out the Dolly Parton. Now, I will say, she stopped me in my tracks when I saw
she,
for
she
some
stopped
reason.
Several people in her tracks.
I know. I remember your magazine. Your dad's magazine.
It's a great call, man.
That's one of the top seven things I thought about.
Big Earn's Playboy collection
that had Dolly on it. But I remember, like, she performed at the Cowboys Thanksgiving halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys, I don't know, Cowboys Chiefs, I think maybe. And I was like, "Ooh, let me watch this." And everybody in the house watching. And it was like, "Dang, there's Dolly." I think when Beyonce did her album and she did the cover of Jolene, and like it came out some more there, but like this was one I was like, "Damn!" Like even though I didn't grow up listening to Dolly Parton,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like not like the Isley Brothers that was always playing in the house. But you know, like this is a big time legend. This is a big time loss that kind of like that's like American fabric type of loss. So, damn, Dolly Parton. Text them in 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch your favorite Dolly Parton song. That's all we're doing. We're doing Dolly every time we come back. The boss walked through. Thumbs up. Double thumbs up.
Yeah, he came in here and gave me permission. We're good to go with Dolly.
Damn.
Rightfully so, man. R.I.P. legend.
I told Tyler, I said, damn, Tyler, we heard it from Reggie.
I guarantee you, Astro Granny's Astro Granny.
He had to go check on mom.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Linda Ronstadt, is she dead? I don't think she's dead yet, is she?
I don't even know who that is.
I'm not familiar.
I mean, if she dies, I think old Linda Sterner, old Astro Granny, may really go into a little depression. But Dolly's going to hit her. Ain't no doubt about it, man.
Yeah, that was the first call I made was my mother. I had to make sure she was okay emotionally. She loves her some Dolly, man. R.I.P. Yeah,
tough one. Dolly Parton, 80 years old, passed away.
Well, I'd say call old Astro Granny and break the news to her, but I'm scared she'll cuss on air, so I won't do that.
Well, no, we don't want to break the news to her on air.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
That's about right.
There it is.
That is about right.
But Dolly Parton passed at the age of 80. All right. I also wanted to kind of to go here. As I said, there's a lot to get to today. Baseball Talk, by the way, on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed Xfinity. Imagine that. I give Tyler a lot of trash here lately because of how he has reacted to this team now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. Tyler, it's August 25th. He's not going to a game. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know the last time Tyler's gone 0 for 81.
I can't believe it myself.
I mean, Tyler goes to road games sometimes. And has not gone. But I give him a lot of ish because, like, oh, he's not going to games. But I'm serious. As we sit here today, they have now fallen out of the playoffs completely.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They are in second place now with the Rangers winning. And then with that loss, that dropped them into the wild card. And then Cleveland won last night. So now they're a half game behind Cleveland and a half game behind the Rangers. So currently, if it ended today, the Astros would be out of the playoffs. They're 65-66. They've got a series against the Yankees, probably the team that maybe outside the Rangers, the Dodgers, that people hate the most here. I'm just curious. They've made some move. They made this move moving on from Dana Brown that I think a lot of people were excited about. Are you still invested in this team?
Well, yeah.
I know you are, but I'm serious. Are you out there as Astros fans, are you still invested in this team, or are you just waiting for this thing to come to an end?
Look, here's a great question. Here's the deal. Anybody that thought this baseball team was going to run away with anything, in the wild card, the division, a playoff series, I mean, this is not a runaway from folks type of team. And hasn't been all year long. I mean, this is now. Granted, I did not think that they would, you know, drop six games in a 9-game stretch against the terrible three teams in the division. I didn't think it'd be that bad. But in no way, shape, or form did I expect the Astros to stretch this out and comfortably coast into a division title and coast into a playoff series. So this is exactly who we thought the Astros
were.
You're
probably saying August 25th, you told me they're a half game out of the playoffs. You would have hit the button if at they, the start
I,
of the
I,
season.
Hell, I think I said it a month and a half ago. Tyler, get Cheryl on the history books. I think I said when they were load managing folks and resting folks, this is the kind of stuff to get you miss the playoffs by one game. This is the kind of stuff you get down the stretch. And you're like, damn it, we're half a game back, man. We missed it. Meanwhile, you're out here load managing folks in the first month of the season. So, yeah, I this is exactly what I expected is this thing to come down to the wire.
Are you still invested in this team? A team that has the MVP on it in Yordan Alvarez, who is still tracking the clear leader in the clubhouse to win AL MVP. You are a half game out of first place in the West, a half game out in the wild card. Are you still invested? Text it in. I'm only cheering for Yordan. Also texting in, hang it up for the year. Just get rid of Joe. That's what people are texting in. Tyler, are you invested? Have you been invested in this team?
Yeah. I mean,
are you still invested? Right now?
Yeah. You are. I've been watching the games just from home. But no, it's amazing to me. I haven't gotten myself to a game
from home.
Yeah, it's amazing to me because in my adult life, I've never. By far gone this long without going to an Astros game.
But you're invested but in I'm what's invested. Happening on, with the team every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Another one coming in. Hell no, I'm not invested. I checked out a long time ago. They don't deserve the playoffs. They need to go ahead and miss the playoffs and completely reset with management and players. I think they're probably going to do that with the management part. Also, Astros till I die, but damn show. I just want to sit in a corner and cry. That's what someone.
It's hard to watch.
Just text in. It's
hard to watch how this thing is unfolding. It really is. I mean, you look at just the last series. I mean, when you lose leads, I mean, what was it, a 6-0 lead or a 6-1 lead? And then it was just late in the game. And then it was a 3-1 in the eighth inning. When you've got those kind of leads and your bullpen, and you lose back to back to the A's in disgusting fashion, that it don't get much more difficult than that.
Yeah, a lot of people just said, I'm in it for Yordan. That is coming through yep. big time on the text line. Yeah, I'm always curious at that. Have you guys just sent to hell with it, man? I'm over.
No, I ain't spending no money on them, but I'll watch them.
Yeah, but you're still invested.
Yeah, they can still hurt my heart. I still get pissed off. They still move me emotionally.
They make the playoffs. You're still not going to a game.
I may ease into a playoff
game. Ease into a playoff game.
I mean, that's for the people.
Tyler will do that.
I mean, I think the drive should. I think when a professional sports team makes the playoffs in Houston, I think we should ease our way over to a playoff game.
As long as there's baseball to play, I'm invested. Let's keep going. But I agree, Joe's got to go. Omar Lopez needs to start steering the ship for the rest of the season.
WBC.
Jim Crane has taken my interest completely away. All right. All right, coming up next. Mixed bag there. I like it. I've had some time, Clint and Tyler, to think about the move the Texans made and the difference between what Kayshon Boutte will bring to the table as opposed to Jaden Higgins. And I've gotten to a point where I'm not sure that Boutte is better, but he may be more important. We'll discuss that coming up next.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Third down and 5 at the Houston 33. Here's May in the gun. 3 receivers left, 1 back, Stevenson. Texans loading up at the line. Now Stevenson creeps closer to the line as May calls for the ball. And here comes the rush. May hit as he throws downfield. Wants the big ball. And juggled and caught. Touchdown. Boutte, what a grab against Stingley. That's an incredible
throw and a heck of a and an even better one-handed grab.
All right, that's a reminder of the playoff game in which the newest Texan made a play one-on-one with Derek Stingley, a big-time catch that that really kind of closed the door on the Texans that day. And that is the newest member, Kayshon Boutte. And Clint, I know the conversation clearly was this a lot, and I know I heard Reggie earlier today said he kind of wanted to push back on my thought of there being a conversation that a Kayshon Boutte was a better player than Higgins. I think a lot of the Higgins thought is based on what we saw in training camp and the potential of a step that he would take in a regular season. Well, you know, it's sad that we don't get a chance to see that this year. Maybe he gets healthy and we get a chance to see that next year. But still, like, based off what they've given us, it was still just a hope and an excitement. We still hadn't seen this version of what we thought we were going to see from Jaden Higgins on the field yet. But I don't need to kind of go back and forth on who is better or not. I will say, Clint and Tyler, I think there is a potential that Boutte could be more important than what Higgins brings. And the reason why I say that is I think a big thing that this offense lacks and has lacked is any kind of fear of downfield threats. Any kind of – we've talked about it for years, Clint, really – It's had to be for years since Tank Dell has gone down. The concern of like, man, who scares you? Who as a defensive coordinator do you look up and you say, all right, man, I know 12 is somebody I got to put a lot of resources to, but none of these other guys, not only do they not scare me, but I don't even know if they're going to go downfield. And if you've watched him in his career, especially last year, that's like his thing. He is a big play threat. In fact, last year by the numbers, he was top 4 in terms of best big play down the field receivers when it comes to efficiency. He was behind Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Christian Watson, and George Pickens. He was that type of dude down the field. Now, Clint, he didn't always catch him, and they didn't always throw him, but the threat was clear every time you played the Patriots and him that they would potentially throw the ball down the field, because my man's running nine routes, he's running fades, he is down the field, and that is just an element that I think right now he brings to the table that is probably better than what Higgins brings to the table, an element this team just has not had. And I think that at least, I don't even want to say fear, but at least concern for coordinators and defenses now. Like, I remember that dude in New England. That dude was running down the field a lot. Like, we got to take that a bit serious. I think that's important.
Yeah, I mean, look, Nico Collins is going to get a lot of attention. And so when you look, you hear D'Amico say it all the time, we're going to throw the ball to whoever's open. They're not going to put a ton of time and effort into moving Nico and getting advantageous matchups. Now, they may line him up somewhere different, but I'm talking about movement as the ball snapped. I'm talking about getting in the ball, you know, early in the game, three, four times at different level. They're not going to really put a lot of effort into that. And so when you got a system that says, okay, we're going to line up, we're going to be pretty stagnant for the most part. We're going to let the defense shade Nico if they want to, or load the box versus a run game if they want to. And we're going to throw the ball to the open guy, right? That's all fine and dandy if your coordinator and the scheme can get you the open guy. The part that I think is known, because this isn't about is Higgins better or Boutte better. It's the known. We think Higgins was going to be really good, right? There's a known of what Boutte is, and I'll be honest with you, I think he's better than what's known him. I think he's got a higher ceiling. I think he's yet to reach his ceiling. But the beauty about him is he's a guy that doesn't need to have a soft corner to be open. He's a guy that doesn't need the system to get him open and avoid in a defense in order to catch the football. He is a guy that if Nico's getting more attention, they're going to leave one defender for a Boutte. At any point in time, you can throw the back shoulder. At any point in time, you can throw the fade. At any point in time, you can stay within your quick scheme, stay within your quick game, and you can throw the quick fade or you can throw the quick back shoulder. And a guy like Boutte, that's what he does. I would argue.
You don't even need great pass protection on some of those routes you're talking about.
It's like the ball would be out in the same amount of time it takes to throw a hitch or a slant. Right? There's the ball's out, right? He's that kind of guy, and he's super comfortable catching the ball with contact, right? I would argue. Now, Nico's a great receiver. Nico's a top 10 receiver, so Nico can do it all. But I would argue that catching the back shoulder or even just catching the go route while you're covered, while the DB can't cover you no better, I would argue that Boutte is better at that than Nico is. So when you're talking about a guy that doesn't have to be wide open or schemed open every single time to get to football. And now, Higgins may have been the same way. I don't know. But we know that Boutte, that's the one thing he can do. Like I said, I think the ceiling's much higher than what we've seen with Boutte. If D'Amico can get the best out of him, I think we see a better player.
If you watch, it is down the field. Like, it is, that is a threat. Now, the only other part is, and I'll give credit to Tyler for this, but it is, how does he look in the conservative Kaylee offense? That's the other part of it. Because that's the thing is, Clint, we know that he can go down the field in an offense like this because he just came from an offense that is like this.
Yeah, but
so that's the other part. Now, the Texans may deploy and use him differently than maybe the Patriots did with Josh, and that could be a thing that makes this look different. But the player we've seen is a downfield threat that this team has not had outside of Nico.
Well, we just saw 10 snaps. And they somehow threw a back shoulder to Xavier Hutchinson. I mean, you don't have to be the most explosive offense in the league in order to get that play from time to time. Yeah. I think it's something that works its way into the offense. And assuming he is ready to play, which I don't know, I don't think I can think of a reason why he wouldn't. I would imagine he gets involved in that, in at least in that nature, in that form pretty quick.
A lot going on with the Astros. Robert Flores, MLB Network, Houston's own. He'll stop by The Drive coming up next.
95.7 The Fan. Live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugarland Studios. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we're live here on The Drive. We are hoping to have a chance to talk to Robert Flores, MLB Network. If we can, know the guys are working hard to see if we can make that happen. We will have him join us here as soon as he possibly can. But, you know, there's a lot going on, Clint, with the Astros, obviously. Today, we have a lot of fun with Joe Espada. And again, you know, with as we talked about yesterday, I know he has a family situation and you know, prayers are out to him. And hopefully that is in a much better place. We know he is expected to be in New York and managing tonight as they face the Yankees. But there is clearly, Clint, a lot going on. There's a lot of different reports from he's been informed that he's not coming back to he is coaching the rest of the season, and there has been no conversation on anything with him. But this is one of the first times, Clint, where I want to hear what Joe has to say, because you know he is going to be questioned about his future, Dana Brown's future, what he's been told, and I am really curious where he sits and what he'd be willing to say, you know, at this time when he meets to the media earlier.
Yeah, look, I mean, Joe's always going to be a pro. I doubt he's going to say anything that's going to be earth shattering on the Dana Brown front. Now, what I tell you, there's 30 some odd games left, and what I think is a must watch is how do things change over the next 31 games. Right. I mean, there was a lot of decisions made that, you know, a lot of folks, but I'm talking about daily. I'm talking about players that are on the roster, the ups and downs, the lineup, the different guys that are where they are in the lineup and why they're there. And why is Varsho batting four steel kind of deal? Like, there was a lot of those kind of decisions that I think some folks probably think that Dana Brown had a hand in what was going on. I don't know what to believe. But it'll be interesting to watch the next 31-ish games, I think, 30-ish games. It'll be interesting to see kind of how things change or if they stay the same from a lineup perspective, from a up-and-down perspective, who's playing, who's not playing, what positions are they playing. It'll be interesting to see with Dana Brown removed from that equation or that formula where they land from a roster and a lineup perspective.
It is insane and crazy where the Astros are so quickly, to a point where when I arrived here, I don't know, six, almost 7 years ago, like this was, even through the scandal stuff, was still one of the most sought after spots. Dusty couldn't wait to, you know, to get here. And now, fellas, we look at this, and the Astros general manager and manager positions, which, let's just be honest, everything we're reading, what we're seeing, we know the GM position is going to be open. It looks like the manager position may be open. These jobs are currently described as, Clint, considered very difficult and high-pressure jobs due to the intense owner's oversight, a depleted farm system, and a short leash for leadership. That's what we've got here, where it feels like the Astros, who have been along to me with the Dodgers, and there's an argument, you know, more, the two dominant franchises in baseball over the last decade. And now, and they still have Yordan Alvarez, who's going to be the MVP. They've got a young stud who's finished top three that you still have team control through 2028, and Hunter Brown. You know, Altuve's still there, Jeremy Pena. They've got some pieces. And this is thought of to be a difficult job and one that they may have problems being able to get the best of the best, because people don't view this as a great job anymore, which is insane right now.
Well, look, I don't think it obviously is not the job that it was when Dusty took it. It's not the job that it was when Joe Espada took it. Time has passed. Players have gone. I think the memories have faded, right? The clubhouse is not what it once was, even though I do think it's still better than 99.9% of clubhouses.
There's still a winning culture in there, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think if the problems you speak of, I think are very fixable from the top. Most of what's wrong with the Astros right now, I'm not saying they have a World Series roster. Hell, who does when the damn Dodgers are doing what they're doing, right? And the Yankees are doing who's going to be considered that? They're never going to be considered that. They weren't when they were the winningest organization in baseball. They weren't then. They're never going to be that. This is an organization, if the front office gets their crap together and they get the right manager in here, I believe this is a core group that can win, that can be significantly better than they are right now and can win baseball games and be relevant in Major League Baseball. Are they going to be World Series favorites? No, but I think you mentioned it. Pena, Yordan Alvarez. Don't forget about Carlos Correa, the alpha leader that he is a big part of this. You got Hader. You got.
Paredes is a young piece. Cam Smith is coming, man.
Cam Smith is coming, right? I don't know, man. I just think that this is a organization that if the front office gets their crap together, and again, you don't have. It just seems like there's people with power from the manager to the GM to the assistant to the owner, the whatever. There's guys pulling in all different directions, and it's just impossible to keep things together when that's the case. And so if they get that fixed and get the right manager in here, I think the Astros can move forward with a good, solid plan and win a bunch of baseball games. If not, and they got to burn this thing down. Ooh, it's going to be a tough few years, yeah, boys.
You start to say...
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And listen, I think Dana and Joe, it's time. I think that the Astros can do better than both of those guys.
Agreed.
Right. I think so. But at the same time, multiple things can be true. Like, it is, honest to God, if you just start doing the say it out loud test, and you can do this as you sit at your desk, in your car, at your side pieces, wherever you are, you can do this in your head. Like, start saying out loud, like, all the things that's happened in the Joe Espada and Dana Brown time frame. And to think that they have made it to the postseason and won the West one year, they won Dana's first year when he took over. He went to the ALCS and lost in Game 7 that Tyler attended. And then you look at the last 2 years, they missed the playoffs by one game, and right now they currently sit a half game out of the playoffs. If you look at it, Clint, and you start to think they seemingly have a training staff over the last several years that appears to be working against them, as opposed, they can't figure out any injuries. They've had injuries to, I mean, every key player you can think of over the last several years, they have gone down and missed significant time. They've lost guys. They've not paid several guys. And to think they have stayed and been this competitive is crazy with everything that they've had going against them. Again, I think Dana and Joe, it's time to move on from them. But it is pretty remarkable that they've been able to stay this competitive all of that stuff going through.
Well, if you look at the flip side of that, they've stayed competitive because of how bad the division is and, quite frankly, how bad the American League is this year, right? So you miss the opportunity to take advantage of a bad American League and what would have been a path of least resistance to get to your destination. Now, the good thing about the division being bad and the American League being down is if you do have to start fresh and you have to rebuild this thing, not tear it down, but you have to rebuild this thing from hiring a manager and kind of figuring some things out, then you should be able to have success through that given where you live, right? Given the division that you live in, you should be able to have some success through that. So I don't know. Like I said yesterday, man, as a fan, I'm anxious to see. Sure, I'm going to watch. Sure, I'm invested. Sure, I'm going to be pissed when they lose, and I'm going to throw stuff when they blow leads against the A's. But at the end of the day, I'm more interested in hearing Jim Crane tell us what the direction is next.
Yeah. Well, someone texting about side piece. I don't know. We're wherever you may be. You may be hanging out with your extra. I don't know. Could be. Hopefully wherever you're doing, you're having a good time. You're listening to The Drive on the Fan.
I hope your side piece isn't an Astros fan. They're probably going to be in a bad mood. Probably be a little moody.
Probably be a little moody.
It's a moody booty.
Sometimes they say moody booty's the best booty. All right, coming up.
Old Tyler's like, y'all gonna get me in trouble. Get out of here.
Oh, you can say moody booty. Hell, man, we lost Dolly.
I mean, one might say it's all moody booty.
You're right. We lost Dolly. We get to talk about moody booty. Mm.
Boy, I tell you what.
Tyler's wants you to know, though, just because we lost Dolly is not a place to take out Shania Twain. It's just where Tyler wants to make sure he Tyler almost got right off the old Dolly situation to lay on the train tracks for Shania Twain. Coming up as we continue, 1 hour down, and it looks like we're starting to get some answers with the Texans, important questions, especially up front in front of C.J. Stroud. Now that it looks like we know the starting five, do you think this offensive line is good enough for them to get to where they need to get to? And got a big joint practice tomorrow, man. They'll be in Carolina. Some interesting matchups and players that the Panthers had that some of the Texans players will get matched up with. We'll discuss all that coming up next.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.